Welcome to the Brain Tumor Podcast with Dr. David Walker. The aim of this podcast is to educate and inform. The information in this podcast is general in nature and is not a substitute for medical advice from your own doctors.
Hi, thanks again for joining me. Today I want to talk about chemotherapy, or give an introduction to chemotherapy, because hopefully in future episodes I'll have a medical oncologist to talk in detail about the chemotherapy treatment for specific types of brain cancers. But today I just wanted to talk about what chemotherapy is, why chemotherapy is given for brain tumor patients, what types of brain tumors are treated with chemotherapy, and then how chemotherapy is given, and just give an example of how a chemotherapy is given for the treatment of glioblastoma, the commonest brain tumor of brain cancer. So chemotherapy, or chemo for short, is drug treatment for cancer. But specifically and technically, it refers to type of drug treatment that is a non-specific cellular toxin that damages DNA repair and therefore cell division, and that leads to the cell death. Now, all cells are susceptible to chemotherapy toxins, but because cancer cells are rapidly dividing compared to normal cells, they are therefore more sensitive, and chemotherapy has the ability to damage cancer cells and relatively at least leave normal cells alone. Chemotherapy is technically, as I said, distinct from other types of systemic drug treatment, such as hormonal therapy, which may be used for breast cancer treatment or prostate cancer treatment, and also distinct from targeted drug agents, which work on specific molecules. They may be antibodies, but other targeted drug molecules that act on specific pathways within cells. But commonly speaking, chemotherapy encompasses all of those things, that is, non-specific cellular toxins as well as hormonal and targeted therapy. Chemotherapy works systemically almost always because it's given and travels around the body. Very rarely is it given locally, although sometimes it is, even in particularly in brain cancer treatment. And almost always, particularly in the Western societies, and like in Australia, where I am, or US or Europe, chemotherapy is given under the care of a medical oncologist. A medical oncologist is a highly trained specialist. Often, a medical oncologist has specific interests in types of cancers, like brain cancer, or maybe breast, or other types of cancers. And their training is long and arduous, and they're very intelligent, smart people. So I would never, for instance, as a neurosurgeon, feel that I'm qualified enough to be able to talk about or give and look after patients who are undergoing chemotherapy. So why give chemotherapy? Well, chemotherapy is given because the existing treatments, or the other treatments, that is radiation and surgery, cannot cure brain cancer, unfortunately. And although we know that chemotherapy also by itself, or in addition to those other treatments, cannot cure brain cancers a lot of the time, it certainly improves outcomes. So that's why chemotherapy is given. Now, rarely chemotherapy has a dramatic effect, and rarely it can even cure cancers, including in the brain. But more often, it's a treatment that improves overall survival, improves progression-free survival. And so therefore, chemotherapy is considered in many cases of brain tumors, particularly brain cancers. So what types of brain tumors are treated with chemotherapy? Well, as I mentioned, malignant gliomas, that is glioblastoma and anaplastic astrocytoma or anaplastic oligodendroglioma, almost always considered for chemotherapy unless the patient is otherwise unsuitable. Some, and in fact often, people with low-grade gliomas are considered for chemotherapy. And in other types of brain tumors, the role of chemotherapy is much less clear. Certainly there are some types of brain tumors, mostly benign ones, where chemotherapy has very little, if any, role, such as for meningiomas. But there are other types of even benign tumors, such as pituitary tumors, where some form of chemotherapy, usually a hormonal type of agent actually, is considered even primary and the only treatment that is often used. Obviously, if a patient has metastatic brain tumors, and then chemotherapy is given for the disease elsewhere, and it also may have some effect on the brain metastases. It brings up an important point though. A lot of chemotherapy agents that are used for cancers elsewhere in the body don't actually get into the brain. They don't cross what we call the blood-brain barrier and therefore are not useful for brain metastases. Some chemotherapy agents like temozolomide and others used for brain cancers do cross that barrier, and they're the ones that are used primarily for brain tumors. So how is chemotherapy given? Well, it's given almost always systemic. So that means via oral route, so tablet form, or intravenously, so via a drip, so that the drug circulates throughout the body and then crosses the blood-brain barrier and gets into the brain and does its thing there, hopefully killing cancer cells and sparing as much as possible normal cells. But it will have some effect on normal dividing cells, both in the brain but also throughout the body. The typical regime of chemotherapy for a malignant glioblastoma is oral temozolomide. Temozolomide is an alkylating agent, which means that it adds a methyl group to DNA. So it's a DNA damaging drug like most chemotherapy agents. That then leads to cell death. So hopefully that of the glioma or glioblastoma cells. It's been around now for about 30 years and also has been widely used for the last 20 years or so. It's been standard of care for treatment of glioblastoma since the mid-2000s, when a paper, the lead author was a guy called Stupp, S-T-U-P-P, from Switzerland, a medical oncologist, showed that the addition of temozolomide chemotherapy to the standard surgery and radiation treatment for patients with glioblastoma significantly improved outcomes. So, and the regime that has been in existence since that time was a daily temozolomide therapy throughout the period of radiation treatment. So for the 5 weeks or so that a patient's undergoing radiation, they have temozolomide at a low dose throughout that time. And then they get a month off, and then they have high dose temozolomide chemotherapy for 5 days. And that's repeated every month for 6 months minimum. That's so-called Stupp regime, or standard of care often for glioblastoma. So chemotherapy, as I said, is a commonly used agent for brain cancers. I've talked about what the chemotherapy, how we define it, how it's given, why chemotherapy is given, and touched on the general an overview of the regime for patients with glioblastoma. I hope that's helpful. What I'm going to touch on in future episodes and in more detail is that the specific treatments and side effects of chemotherapy, particularly as it relates to patients with malignant gliomas, as they are the most common primary brain tumors. Hope that helps though. Thanks very much for listening, and all the best.
Thanks for listening to the Brain Tumor Podcast with Dr. David Walker. Stay tuned for more episodes and don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. The information in this podcast is general in nature and is not a substitute for the medical advice you get from your own doctors. Dr. David Walker is not able to provide specific information or advice related to your condition or any individual's condition in this podcast. But if you do have suggestions or feedback, send David an email to professordavidwalker@brisbrain.com.au.